Video Gravity, 30th of May 2009. I have finally caught up. Yay, yay, me. First link is scrim, scr.im. Share your email in a safe way. Get less spam. This is similar to the way that URL shortening things work. Convert your email address into a short, cute, and safe link you can share on a web, in Twitter, forums, Craigslist, anywhere. You can basically put in your email, and then it gives you a Scrim username, a Scrim URL, and then you can also put, your URL after it, what you want it to be. Very, very cool, nice little idea. I think probably by now most people have got used to the idea of email filters and whitelists and whatever. But if you're going to be using your email in a lot of places, I think it's a great little idea. A nice one for the people who put it together. Very simple website as well, and very nice little logo. I love the little ladybird at the top. Next link, cocodevcentral.com/dev/learn_coco. One of the things that we were talking about, me and Dimitri, when he was over from Russia recently, is that he would love to learn how to do Coco. Coco is the a programming language that you can use on the Mac. Utilizing a thing called Xcode. I think the latest version is Xcode 3.1, I'm not absolutely sure. But this site gives you a rough walkthrough at making one of your first Cocoa apps. It's a very, very, very basic app, but at least it gives you an overview of what it's like to build in the Xcode environment. Next link is typeface.neurocracy.org. Typeface.js. With Typeface.js, you can embed custom fonts in your web page so you don't have to render text to images. Now, there's loads of sites that do this. There's loads of ways to do this. This one looks really, really simple. It's cross-platform, Firefox 1.5, Safari 2 Plus, and Internet Explorer Plus. And things will degrade gracefully. That basically means that if you haven't got support to render these fonts or the JS, it doesn't load for whatever reason. It'll just use the text equivalent that you've got in there. I quite like the idea of this. I am going to use this on my blog at some point as soon as I can find a nice enough font. Once I've done all the tweaking and tuning and optimizing, and then I'll drop one of these in. I did have it before with another place, but it wasn't as easy to put together as this. Next link is degrav.com. They've got a color palette generator, and I really, really like the concept behind this. You give it a URL to an image, and then you can click a button that says color palettify, which will then give you a list of equivalent colors, dull colors and vibrant colors that are pulled out from the colors of the image. This means that if you've got a image that you're using on a site, and I don't actually think that you should just have a site with one static image. I think you should make it as dynamic as possible. But if you can, base your color set around similar colors of images. So maybe you're a travel site and you've got lots of images of the beach or the sea or whatever, like they've got on the example. I think it's a really good way to build a palette around it. I actually use colorlovers.com for palettes, but still pretty cool. Next link is boostcam.com. There's a lot of these coming out the ether at the moment. There's one that Solar Base Steve I saw on his Twitch stream last night, which I really, really like, that I'm gonna get a pro account for and start looking at building a theme to integrate that. But there's Talkbox and there's now this Boost Cam. Right now, it's a little bit ugly, it's a little bit sort of generic. But version ones of software normally is a case of who likes what we're doing and how we can do it. As soon as they start bolting in things like Twitter notification stuff, it could be quite good. Next link, you'll love this link. If you don't own a Mac and you have a PC and you've always wanted to know what the OS experience is like, you should definitely check out osnews.com. I'll put the link in the show notes, but this is building a Hackintosh that's basically taking the OS from the OS Leopard and bolting it onto a computer that is not necessarily an Apple product. The way they've done it is very, very clever. And you can build this system for around 200 euros, which is incredibly cheap. Check that out. That's osnews.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you're looking to build a Hackintosh on the cheap, that's the place to do it from. Have a good day, by the way. I'm going to go enjoy the sunshine with a book.